Just before the break, we were talking about one big speech. Let's turn to another now, because the US President Joe Biden will deliver his final speech to the United Nations General Assembly in the next half an hour or so as world leaders gather in New York. It comes against the backdrop of the growing conflict in Lebanon and the ongoing bloodshed in Gaza. A short time ago, the White House National Security Advisor urged Americans to leave Lebanon while flights are still available. A number of airlines, including Lufthansa, Air France, Delta, Emirates, Qatar Airways and Etihad, have suspended flights to Beirut. RTE's global security reporter Yvonne Murray is on the line from UN headquarters in New York. What can we expect, do you think, Yvonne, from Joe Biden today?
Well, I'm standing here, Rachel, just to tell you, watching this line of black SUVs arriving here at UN headquarters, and I think world leaders will arrive to a very tense atmosphere here at UN headquarters. I don't know if Joe Biden is in one of the cars I can see, but he certainly will be arriving soon. His speech, as you said, it's his final speech as Commander-in-Chief before he leaves office. And it will be dominated by conflicts across the world, most notably the one escalating currently in Lebanon. And I think delegates here will be expecting to hear from the US president what he's going to do to try and restore calm to the region. You'll know over the past year that the US has been at odds with many member states here at the United Nations. And I think there is a sense of disquiet that not enough has been done on the part of the United States to bring a ceasefire to Gaza. And I think delegates will be listening to see what he says about that. And I think if they don't hear the right thing, there's a small possibility, that delegates could walk out of his speech, and that will not be the legacy that Joe Biden wants to leave behind here at the United Nations.
Because of the tumult in the Middle East, we've been hearing less over the past couple of weeks about the ongoing war in Ukraine, but presumably that's also likely to be raised today.
It is, and President Zelensky is one of the world leaders here in town. There is a Security Council meeting this afternoon to discuss the situation in Ukraine. But the thing is, Zelensky has been here 3 years in a row now, bringing the same message. He is, we understand, bringing a peace plan here again this year. He does not expect to get any joy out of the Security Council. We know that Russia is a permanent member and has blocked any action on Ukraine to date. But he will hope that he can attend bilateral meetings and get the permission he needs to use long-range missiles in Russian territory, something that's been blocked to date. And I think he will spend his time in smaller meetings rather than in the main events in the Security Council and the General Assembly. He will address the General Assembly today, and he will be looking for support for his quest for more weaponry, but also to bring about peace. But as I say, this has been a long time for him, third year in a row that he's here.
Yvonne, many thanks. That was Yvonne Murray, RTE's global security reporter, joining us from UN headquarters in New York.